You know, with the warm weather coming, my lake now has frozen over and opened up three. This is the third time. This is the third time that it's been blanketed in ice. And I fully expect that by Friday, it'll be open again. So.
All right. Coming up, we'll have our phenology reports. But first, we're asking for your pledges of support this morning. It's very easy to do that online at kaxc.org. If you pledge $5 a month or above, we will get you one of the new masks. Now, you've seen them, John.
I have. They're quite becoming.
That's right. They're made locally. They're kind of the pleated kind that kind of cover a lot of different...
Yep. Spread out and cover a guy with a
faces.
Big beard like
sure.
mine.
Sure.
You can get that captured underneath the mask. So.
Yeah. We'll get you that as your thank you gift, or grab that long sleeve t-shirt as a thank you gift when you pledge $15 a month or above. It's important that you support what you're listening to right now. There are other radio stations, public radio stations, raising money, and that's great. We are not affiliated with Minnesota Public Radio in any way, except that we are both National Public Radio affiliates. And that means we pay to bring you this trusted news programming. So thank you for pledging your support to us here at KEXE, KBXE. We have much gratitude for you. So let's begin, huh?
Yeah, let's get started. It's always exciting. And we're going to start up in the Northwest in Kellyer. And Brayson and Ray are our reporters this week.
This is Brayson.
And Ray, reporting from Ms. Thomason's third grade class at Kellyer Elementary, here is our phenology report for the week of November 9th.
Sully saw a large tree fall down in the woods near his house.
Mason observed a worm on the plants by his house. It was amazing. It wasn't frozen. He thinks it now dug a hole near the plant to go underground and stay warm.
Becca's kitten Princess is getting her voice back. She has lost it because she meowed a lot because she missed Becca while she was at school.
Landon trapped a skunk in the trap by his chicken pen.
Eli saw a buck in his field and pointed it out for his brothers who shot it.
Brayson saw a dog in the woods standing on a log barking.
Paige's grandpa got lucky going hunting. He got a deer, two birds, and a squirrel.
Kylie saw a buck looking for food by his house.
Zrain built an inside porch for his house for winter.
Mariana noticed that the wood chips on the playground are cold and frozen. Now they hurt when you land on them.
Blake saw a raccoon in the woods at his grandma's house. It surprised his sister and she screamed.
I observed all of the deciduous trees have lost their leaves.
Miss Thomason is getting her winter coat and it's bright red.
Miss Talbert has noticed hunters everywhere traveling to their hunting spots. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Brayson and Ray. That was really nice. A worm. I wonder if it was maybe a caterpillar, but at any rate, out and active. That's good. Skunks are still out and around, and raccoons are still munching on food. Lots of deer and deer hunters. And the deciduous trees are mostly bare. That is true.